Chakir Shalom Aleichem wishes to Rabbi Brazil on behalf of the Yeshiva from before the Mes Hashem for a couple of warm days. It's cold outside, so Rabbi Brazil came to warm us up. Just one more mahalach, quick mahalach, on why the Parshas Yisro begins with the whole sugya of Yisro and the story of Yisro, and why the Hagdama to Yisro is the end of Parshas B'Shalach and Melchama with Amalek. What's the significance? Parshas Yisro is a parsha which brings out the glory and the maila and the kovod of Klal Yisro. It's a Klal Yisro dika parsha. Parshas Yisro is a parsha where Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, "Atem tili skula mikol ha'amim." The Mefarshim say, "Skula is a Klal Yisro as a maila skuli. It's a maila that is the maila in a tam v'adas. Klal Yisro is chovev to Rebbeinu Shel Olam in a way that we can't understand." Parshas Yisro has to bring out that maila of Klal Yisro, the chashivas of Klal Yisro. And we know that Amalek, whenever it's supposed to be in his gala, chashivas, so the mile of Klal Yisrael, Amalek is always there to be Mekatshik. The Gemara says in Megillah, Lekadon, Milta Bisha, Kahaman, Haman is the Lashon Hara teller of Klal Yisrael, against Klal Yisrael, as we discussed. Whenever it's to be in his gala, a mile of Klal Yisrael, Haman is there to be Mekatshik. So therefore the Pasha begins with Yisroi. Yisroi, as Rashi says, is Yeshe Bechvoida Shaloyla. Yisroi was Yeshe Bechvoida Shaloyla. But then you realize that Kvoida Shalom by the Goyim, Kvoida Shalom, not with Klal Yisrael. That's not covered, that's Bechlal, that's nothing. It's Afrodara. The emesik of covered is to be a chelik of Klal Yisrael, even if they're living in the Midbar, and even if they've just come out of slavery. The covered is to be with Klal Yisrael. And that's why he left everything and he came to the Midbar, and Midah Keneged Midah. He left the covered Hamaduma, he left the full covered, and he came to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that's why the Pasuk says, and Rashi explains Midah Keneged Midah, that Moshe Rabbeinu went out to greet him, and then Aaron went out to greet him, and the whole Klal Yisrael went out to greet him. Now he was Oicha for being Mafke the Kovod Hamaduma. He was Oicha Midakanek Midah to Emesik a Kovod. Emesik a Kovod means Kovod, what it means to be a Yid. Parshas B'Shalach also brings out the mile of Klal Yisrael with Kriyas Yamsuf. Over the past, Parsha begins Vayi B'Shalach Parah is Om. Vayi is Meloshin Tsar. Om is Erev Rav. At that very important stage where it was supposed to bring out the mile of Klal Yisrael, his Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shalom later said to Moshe Rabbeinu that to accept Gerim from Umas Ha'olam, over then at that point where Klal Yisrael has to come out in its purest, unique state, is that wasn't the time to be Megaya and to be Mekarav Erev Rav. Mele Vayi, it's a Loshin Tsar, B'Shalach Pare is Om, because there was Om, there was Erev Rav over there. But Parshas Yisrael is the Pasha which Be'emes brings out the whole Koyach of Klal Yisrael, not just down here, B'Yachas to the Goyim, but as the Gemara Shabbos says, even B'Yachas to the Malachim, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up and the Malachim said, Mo'enesh tisis kerenu ma'ale yilud isha beinenu. There was Nisbara also in Shemayim that the Klal Yisrael is not stama yilud isha. Klal Yisrael mitzad neshmosam is even higher than the Malachim. The mile of Klal Yisrael is Nisgala, not just Bekera v'aretz, but even in Shemayim, with Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah. And maybe that's the parasha, and that's what we have to mechazik ourselves. Just to be a Yid, like Yiddishus Levi used to say, a person feels down in his Avodas Hashem, a person has to jump in the air and say, "Ah, ich bin a Yid," and mitzad that he's a Yid, he's then all the whole potential is ahead of him, and a person can climb out of any depression and any Yerida, just for the mere fact that he's a Yid. And from there, Rebbein Shalom says, "You are school me kol ha'amim, I can't explain you, it's l'malam and ateva." Help be teva klal Yisrael, a Yid feels down, he has to realize that his koichas are havad and avada, l'malam and ateva. It's a Mardika Chizuk for us. And that's why the Taka the Pasha begins with the whole story of Yisroi. The Goy, who's Yoshe Bechvoid Shaloylam, understood that that's nothing. The Helgame Shalach says, that the Baruch Shalom says, Vatim Tili Skulim Kolamim Kili Kolarif. What's that? Kili Kolarif? She just said Kili Kolamim. Says the Meshalach, once it's in Zgala, the mile of Klal Yisrael, is all the rest of us, be careful what I say here, but all the rest of the Omas Oilam, it's Li Kol Oretz, and they're like Oretz. It's not Kili Kol Amim, there's no Klal Yisrael, the care of Amim. Once it's in Zgala, the mile of Klal Yisrael, the rest is Kili Kol Oretz, the rest is Oretz. That's the beauty of being a Yid. A Yid has to try and focus on his Yiddishkeit and on the pure Yiddishkeit. We're living in a dora today which is very different than 100 years ago, where Yidin were much more secure, much more protected. We all lived amongst ourselves, and we're much more protected today. The Rebbein Shalom gave us the Nesoyin that he's thrown us the care of Haaretz, he's thrown us the care of the Goyim. And a Yid has to be careful not to forget one minute that with the Koich of the Torah Kedosha, he's special, he's unique, and therefore he mustn't chasushon feel in any way that he's shaykh to the Omos Ha'olam. Am levod ad yishkoi nema goyim la yischashof and amet Hashem v'bizoicha betchor v'meher v'yameinu adem nizgala it'll be nizgala even more than my love Klal Yisrael v'bizmashiach tzadkeinu v'meher v'yameinu amen.